Any race keepers.
All right, Christian Craig, what happened to your starts, bro? Like, for the last month, what happened?
I left them, and where was the last time I got a whole shot? Red Bud. So, if anybody can look for one.
It's like six races ago.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I don't know. I stayed the same, and I do the starts the same, and just didn't get out front. So, yeah, that's what really screwed me these last four races, is starting back there and not being able to get out front. I feel like I've been doing tenths, ninths, eighths for the past 4 weeks. So, it's frustrating because I know I can be top five if I start with those guys. And but, hey, what can you do?
Yeah, it's such a different race for anybody when you can get 5 minutes of breaking away from everybody. Like, it's seriously, it's a 35-minute race, but that 30 feet is such a difference.
Yeah, I was eating roost for literally 25 minutes. Pike's roost the entire time. I don't even know. It was just, I was just like blurry. My eyes were like hurting because I was just so much roost, and I was so over that. But that's what you get for starting so far back, just making my way up. But yeah, decent season. Obviously, the broken hand didn't help me at all. Mm-hmm. I think before that, I was just starting to get going and was doing good, and then just obviously the broken hand. So had some good motos, had some bad motos, but overall, I got to ride a cool bike all summer and learn a lot, so that was fun.
Yeah, really. I mean, for you, it's about putting – I mean, you missed some races, or you missed one, but it's about putting races together for you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was the only thing. I would go 5.10, 5.12, or 4 something, so I wanted a 5.5. I would have been so happy with that, but that's what happens. It was pretty much a learning year for me. Even Supercross was throwaway, but – I can learn from it and try to come back next year and win this time instead of choke, I guess.
Well, I don't know what to call it, a choke, but have you ever raced here before?
Here, yes, 2 years ago, okay. One time, yeah. And then I missed both the mud races, so I got lucky with that, and today was awesome.
It's a pretty good track, right?
Yeah, it was fun. They dug it so deep. It almost reminded me of Hangtown with the deep ruts, and all the ruts, like, would funnel into one line, so you would try to like go around someone and you end up running behind them. So that was one thing that wasn't fun. And then the huge step up they call Godzilla was not fun at all. I cased the crap out of that on lap one and almost disintegrated. So the huge jumps need to stop. That's one thing. Glen Helen finally fixed it, and this one was just a little out of hand with that huge step up. No, you can't even see the landing, you just got to guess. So but everyone had to do it, so whatever.
Biggest goof up, Sexton hitting the gate last week before the card even turned sideways, or RJ Hampshire forgetting his wallet here and he's back at the airport.
I mean, I thought RJ's been doing this for 3 years and he's acting like a rookie forgetting his wallet right now. That's too bad. He's gonna have to miss this red eye home. But I mean, I'm happy for Chase. I helped him get this ride. I mean, I don't even know what you'd say, coach, or just like taught him a lot of stuff, and he rode with me quite a bit, and to see him up there in third was so cool. And then I was on the line like waiting, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna give him a high five. And dude, and they just yell, Sexton's down. I'm like, no, like, really? But I mean, obviously he showed he had it for two laps to go, and he's gonna be strong here in a little bit. I'm gonna have to race him next year, so we'll see.
Yeah, you're back down, you're moving down, right?
Yeah, I got another year with Geico, and I'm happy because we got a new bike, new 250s coming out, and we get to test it here in a month, so I'm happy. But I like Supercross 250. I feel like I ride that well, and obviously I need some redemption after this year.
And how about that Hurlings guy today?
He passed me like I was standing still. He is so fast, and we got Shorty got video of him in practice. I'm like, is this like this really happened?
Sped up?
Like, it looked like it was fast forward. His momentum is just unreal, and he's not even like revving nothing. So I need to like go over and train with him for a little bit and before next summer. So we'll see.
All right. Well, hey, yeah, decent season for you. Some real high marks, laps led. You know, it was a good year, and thanks for doing this.
Thanks.